You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Green Party has sent a letter to the Immigration Minister asking for a broad amnesty program for people who overstayed their visa and for temporary visa holders to be granted residency. It also wants to decouple work visas from single employers, require Immigration New Zealand to stop processing delays and remove salary criteria for the skilled migrant category and parent reunification category visas. The party's immigration spokesperson, Ricardo Menendez Match, is on the line with me now. Tēnā koe.
Oh, kia ora, Justin. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you on the show. So, why create this plan?
Sorry, what was the question?
Oh, so why did the party create this plan?
Oh, so this plan was created from the mandate that we've been given by the community, who have rallied now for quite some time and made petitions, some who have gotten 60,000 signatures calling for amnesty for overstayers and to reform our immigration system. And the truth is that, you know, these issues of migrant worker exploitation, of discrimination at disabled people are not new. They've been happening for quite some time, but the pandemic has exacerbated the issues that were already there. And so we think the time to act to overhaul our immigration system is now.
So I just want to go through some of the initiatives that the party has created. Now, you want to create a broad amnesty program for those who overstay the visas. Well, people might say that would that cover those who overstayed in New Zealand deliberately?
Well, I mean, the reality with our immigration system, and this, again, is nothing new, is that our immigration system puts people in a position where, because they don't have pathways to residency, end up becoming overstayers. And when you are an overstayer, the danger is that you're left really vulnerable to exploitation by employers. You also are not able to fully participate in society. And so, for example, with when the pandemic hit, overstayer communities were quite isolated from the response. And what I just want to make it really clear is that amnesty for overstayers is not something that we came up with. In fact, it has been done by previous governments, including in the early 2000s by a previous Labour government, in recognition that currently our immigration system is not great at providing pathways for people to not become overstayers in the first place.
Right, but are you concerned that your plan might encourage people to deliberately overstay their visa just to get on the ladder to residency?
No, and this is why you know, when we talk about creating pathways for residency, it's addressing the reasons why people become overstayers in the first place. So one example is we attract a lot of international students, or at least we did before the pandemic, with the promise that they'll be able to get work after they basically spend tens of thousands of dollars, and that through that work they'll be able to get residency. But the truth is that the way that our immigration system is structured means that a lot of those workers do not qualify for residency, and after spending tens of thousands of dollars into shoddy tertiary education providers, they're left in a position where they try really hard to qualify for residency after being told they would, and then they don't, and then they become overstayers, and then they're left, you know, vulnerable to predatory employers. And so we have to address the reasons why people become overstayers in the first place on top of doing this amnesty. But this is about clearing what is a growing number of people who are being put in this position so that we can then overhaul the wider immigration system.
Okay, Okay, following up on that, you said Immigration New Zealand and the entire system needs an overvamp. What could Immigration New Zealand do to stop all those visa processing delays?
Oh, I mean, they just need to be mandated to do it. And the visa processing delays were a conscious political decision by the government to lower residency numbers. There is no real operational barrier to handle, visa processing in a way that it is prompt. And so I do think the government needs to change the funding model for Immigration New Zealand in order to make sure that Immigration New Zealand is properly resourced, because right now there's been a lot of closures from offices because Immigration New Zealand relied on visa fees in order to fund itself. But ultimately, what we do know is that the current delays don't have to do with lack of capacity. It's a conscious political decision by government.
And you also want to make some changes to those category visas. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so I mean, an example is that, you know, we've got a bunch of workers who technically they're in the skill shortage list. So for example, like we've got people like chefs who are very much in need in the hospitality sector. We've got a lot of migrant workers who are chefs and are contributing to fill those gaps. But the salary criteria means that a chef would have to earn $27 an hour or more. And the truth is that doesn't reflect the situation in our hospitality sector. And what that means is that chefs are then not able to access residency. They're then, again, being put in situations where exploitation may happen. And so we want to remove the salary criteria that means that you're considered skilled just because of your salary as opposed to the genuine contributions that you make to society and to our economy. And we also would like to change other categories, such as the parent reunification category, so that we don't require people to earn a six-figure salary just to be able to be reunited with a family. And this is a move brought in recently, last term, by the Labour New Zealand First Coalition that prevented a lot of working-class families from being together with the parents.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.